Savitri, Book 2, Canto 11, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Mind. Invincibly their craft devised for use, the magic of sequent number and signs spell, design's miraculous potency was caught, laden with beauty and significance, and by the determining mandate of their gaze, figure and quality equating, joined in an inextricable identity. On each event they stamped its curves of law and its trust and charge of burdened circumstance, a free and divine incident no more, at each moment willed or adventure of the soul, it lengthened a fate-bound mysterious chain, a line foreseen of an immutable plan, one step more in necessity's long march. A term was set for every eager power, restraining its will to monopolize the world, a groove of bronze prescribed for force and act, and shown to each moment its appointed place, forwilled inalterably in the spiral, huge time loop fugitive from eternity. Inevitable their thoughts, like links of fate, imposed on the leap and lightning race of mind, and on the frail, fortuitous flux of life, and on the liberty of atomic things, immutable cause and adamant consequence. Idea gave up the plastic infinity to which it was born and now traced out instead small, separate steps of chainwork in a plot. Immortal ones, now tied to birth and end, torn from its immediacy of errorless sight, knowledge was rebuilt from cells of inference into a fixed body, flask and imperishable. Thus bound it grew, but could not last, and broke. And to a new thinking's body left its place. A cage for the infinite's great-eyed seraphim thoughts was closed with a crisscross of world laws for bars, and hedged into a curt horizon's arc, the irised vision of the ineffable. A timeless spirit was made the slave of the hours. The unbound was cast into a prison of birth to make a world that mind could grasp and rule. On an earth which looked towards a thousand suns, that the created might grow nature's lord, and matter's depths be illumined with a soul, they tied to date and norm and finite scope the million mysteried movement of the One. Above stood ranked a subtle archangel race with larger lids and looks that searched the unseen. A light of liberating knowledge shone across the gulfs of silence in their eyes. They lived in the mind and knew truth from within, a sight withdrawn in the concentrated heart could pierce behind the screen of time's results and the rigid cast and shape of visible things. All that escaped conception's narrow noose, vision descried and gripped, their seeing thoughts filled in the blanks left by the seeking sense. High architects of possibility and engineers of the impossible, mathematicians of the infinitudes and theoricians of unknowable truths, they formulate enigmas, postulates, and join the unknown to the apparent worlds. Acolytes, they wait upon the timeless power, the cycle of her works investigate, passing her fence of wordless privacy, their mind could penetrate her occult mind and draw the diagram of her secret thoughts. They read the codes and ciphers she had sealed, copies they made of all her guarded plans, for every turn of her mysterious course assigned a reason and unchanging rule.